You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This feature is brought to you by the Standard Bank Group. The International Women's Forum Cornerstone Conference kicked off yesterday in Cape Town, and we're going to be taking a look at this in greater detail. We're going to be trying to unpack the importance of this conference and what it means for the delegates and those participating. I'm joined on the line by the Chief Operating Officer of the Standard Bank Group, Margaret Nienaba, to take a look at this and see what to make of it. Margaret, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with an overview of the objectives of the conference that's taking place at the moment, the intention behind it, especially if we have to look at it in the context of what it means for the future of South Africa and indeed the African continent.
Fantastic. Thank you, Jimmy. And I'm excited to be joining you this afternoon to talk about this Cornerstone Conference. I'm also a member of IWF through the South African chapter. And so wonderful to be sharing with you some thoughts. Look, I think I want to take a step back and say that I think on this notion of women, we know that women in leadership are inseparable from the broader principles of diversity and inclusion. And, you know, diversity is something that I'm quite passionate about, and it's not just about women per se. I think it's really about embracing diversity in its broader form, which also includes, you know, diversity in terms of how people think and how people show up. It's not just gender or race or other more obvious forms of diversity. And I think all of these things are important, and we've seen that companies with diverse representation within its broader context shows above average profits, it leads to broader range perspectives, experiences, problem solving. But what I also believe very strongly is that for these things to work, you can't just introduce diversity, you need to introduce the right cultures where it's actually safe to have different perspectives from the norm. And so I think, you know, that's something that we really try and embrace, but also in this instance, very much when it comes to women. And so this global Cornerstone conference that's being held in Cape Town, it's the first time in Cape Town, it's the third time in South Africa. And I think that we've got this theme of Ubuntu, which is I am because we are. And what we're trying to do with through this conference is to bring together conversations where we strategically position women's voices to influence the global agenda on critical issues. We're talking about things like geopolitics, AI, which is very topical at the moment, and something that I think more feared than embraced. You know, Jimmy, it's so important for people to understand that AI's primary cause is, or goal is not here to replace people, but to enhance people. And then, of course, the broader economic transformation. And, you know, I'm happy to talk to you a little bit more about what IWF actually stands for. But I think, for starters, you know, the role that women play are very important. And it's important for us to create platforms where those voices can be heard and where they can influence important decisions. And this Global Cornerstone Conference for IWF, which is taking place in Cape Town, is really trying to create those platforms for things that are very topical and important at the moment.
I was going to come to that, Margaret, around the IWF, because you mentioned that you are part of the South African chapter, and that suggests that, of course, there is a global chapter. There are chapters in other countries. I want to take a look at the IWF from a network perspective. Can we just take a look at the importance of these sorts of global networks and these global communities in fostering collaboration, in allowing for the people that are part of these chapters to be able to learn from each other and to grow together?
Yeah, absolutely. So IWF, as the broader chapter or the broader organization, was started in 1982. It's got 8,000 members across 36 countries. It's a global organization of preeminent women of significant and diverse achievements across, and they engage across national and international boundaries. And really what they're trying to do is to share knowledge and exchange ideas, inspire people, but more specifically to promote strong future leadership for a changing world and currently a very rapidly changing world. And if I look at IWFSA, which is a subset of that, so IWFSA was actually started in 2000 by our former First Lady, Mrs. Anele Mbeki, who saw an opportunity to bring some of these principles into South Africa. By the way, there's one other chapter on the African continent, which is in Ghana, but we are starting to see more countries on the African continent also embracing this. So IWFSA has got 120 members, of which 61 of those are going to be at the conference in Cape Town this week. But I think what's very important for the South African chapter is to have a strong focus in terms of nurturing future leaders. And if I look at the three pillars that we focus on to inspire, this focus on the future leaders really has had the most attention. And I think we're proud to say that over the years, we've had two key projects that we've been running. The one is a FACET partnership, where we've given more than 1,000 young women access to world-class programs, advancing them in terms of their own leadership journeys. And our flagship program is our Young Leaders Connect, known as YLC/IDEAL. And this has touched more than 400 or close to 400 young ladies, where we actively engage as members in mentorship, engagement, learning, job shadowing, so that people really can get exposure to these things. And I really think it's about paying it forward. And I think, you know, both the global organization as well as the local chapter here in South Africa has got this very strong focus on the responsibility that we have to say that we've been given opportunities in life and got an exposure as a result. But, you know, we really do have a responsibility to pay that forward. And this conference is also about talking about that in a bit more detail.
The responsibility of future-proofing the women leaders of the world. That is the focus of the International Women's Forum Cornerstone Conference that is currently happening in Cape Town, South Africa. We're going to leave the conversation on that note. Thank you so much to the Group Chief Operating Officer at the Standard Bank Group, Margaret Nienaber, for taking us through the objectives of the Cornerstone Conference of 2025, as well as where the focus lies. This feature was brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise, and you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.